international music as well as South African music. Back to back with DJ Khaled and Drake, pop star. Very good morning to you. Welcome to Five Breakfast. Yes, that's right. Smash Africa for the babies on the air, baby. And standing in for Dan Korda. I spoke about this earlier on in case you just tuned in. I don't know if you know this, but the Five Drive Heritage Tour is an annual event here on the 5FM calendar. Each Heritage Month, Nick and the team go in search of people, places, hidden gems that South Africa has to offer. And this year, they take the road in the all-new Suzuki Espresso. And guess what? Nick Hammond is joining me on the line, and he's not alone. I've got brand marketing manager at Suzuki, Brendan Carpenter. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
Yo, smash.
Yes. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Nick, I understand you're already on the road. You are out in Limpopo. Are you still there, or are you in a different province right now?
It's hard to keep track. We've just left. We are somewhere between Middelburg and Bethel at the moment on the R55. I've just pulled over on the side of the road. I've dipped down a farm road, a gravel farm road. I am in the Suzuki Espresso right now, and we're on our way to KZN through the province.
That's what I'm talking about. So later on today, Nick will be broadcasting live and direct from KZN. What do you have planned for the entire tour? I mean, just give us a teaser.
There's so much. I mean, yesterday we started off at Billy's Leaf, which was like the secret underground headquarters of the SACP and ANC during 1961 and 1962. So we started there, and that's the place where everyone that was in the Rivonia trial was arrested, except for Mandela. So we're now headed toward Mandela's capture sites in Howick. We're going to be putting the Ndlovu Youth Choir on the show, kids from Mutse Limpopo who ended up coming second in America's Got Talent. We're going to Mukula Village in the northeastern part of Limpopo to meet a man who, with recycled materials, built FNB Stadium. He built this big stadium to replicate Soccer City, and that ended up getting him an architectural internship. We're going to go and taste the foods of Fordsburg. We're going to go to Durban, the Eastern Cape, Cape Town. And we're going to try to find stories about exceptional South Africans to inspire us to love this country.
I am so jealous. I wish I was one of the South Africans who would interact and meet the team. Now to chat to the brand marketing manager at Suzuki. Brendan, welcome to Five Breakfast. How do you do?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Smash.
Now, why is it that Suzuki is involved in a Five Drive Heritage Tour? And why is it so aligned?
You know, well, Suzuki has always been about enabling adventures and exploration. So when you're in a Suzuki car or on a Suzuki motorcycle or on a Suzuki-powered boat, adventure is just basically around the corner, especially when you explore the history and a beautiful country such as ours. Also, when you're road tripping, I mean, low running costs and excellent fuel economy is also very important too. And I think now more than ever, people are yearning for adventure. Like, people want to get away from it all and to have new experience. And I think that's why we're so excited to be involved with the Five Drive Heritage Tour at the time.
Now, we've been seeing more and more Suzukis on the road lately. Big congratulations to you and the team. Suzuki must be doing something well. What is it?
Oh, thank you so much. And I think all credit to our fans and our customers and our dealerships. I mean, Suzuki is the fastest growing car brand in South Africa over the last few years, and actually the largest brand by consolidated volume that sell both cars and motorcycles. I also think that it has to do with the law of attraction, really. So I know that Nick and the team have been driving around in the Suzuki, and I think when you become aware of something, you are almost more likely to see it everywhere. And I'm very happy to see that customers are literally buying into the value and the fun and the excitement of the Suzuki brand. So all credit to them. I think they have the joy and the excitement for the brand, and I hope that they enjoy the experiences with the Suzuki.
Let's touch on the customers. Of course, they are listening to Five Breakfast right now, and they are hearing you. What do you think they like the most about the Suzuki brand?
Sure. Well, I think it's a breath of fresh air, you know, something a little bit different from the usual. Also, especially now, people are looking for a one-stop shop when they're looking to buy a car. You know, the car that takes you to work is the same car that takes the kids to school and also that takes the family on holiday. So our customers are looking for something that a car that can do all of these things efficiently, reliably, and safely. So I think Suzuki ticks all those boxes, and I'm sure that people that are driving their Suzukis, so they often greet the other Suzuki drivers on the road. And I think for us, that's part of the passion for the brand.
What is your favorite Suzuki model, Brendan?
That's a very difficult question because there's so much that the brand has to offer. I mean, yeah. If I could, I would take a Swift Sport any day, but then I would like to swap it out for a Jimny.
Get me a Jimny. Get me a Jimny, my boy. Brendan, thank you.
No, definitely.
You're going to get me a Jimny? Oh, my word. Did I just get a Jimny?
You can always make a plan.
All right. I like that. I like the sound of that. Nick, you're already on the road. Last but not least, later on today, touch on that, and of course throughout the week, because I know you will be talking throughout the station on other shows, but just a young teaser for today.
Yeah, so today on the show, it's all about Fordsburg. You know, Fordsburg is a small community just tucked behind the CBD in Johannesburg, but it's a community that for many years has had a history deeply entrenched with the Indian community of South Africa. Now today, it's, you know, it's a melting pot. It's got everybody from, you know, people from Pakistan, people from India, people from the Arabic world, people from the African world, who all sort of live together in this melting pot of culture. And with culture comes food and history and identity and heritage. And that's the story we're telling today. It's a month of four friends on an epic road trip in a Suzuki Espresso. We've got a beautiful, bright orange car. So for any part of the country that you happen to be in, you'll see us as we come by. We're having the time of our lives, and we just want to share this with South Africa because we feel that we need it now. We feel we need a sense of upliftment, a sense of freedom that comes with taking to the road. And as someone who's been a Suzuki driver for the last 4 years myself, this just feels like a great full circle. So I mean, to Brandon and the team, is just, you know, thank you. I mean, we're really excited about what we're going to do over the next 2 weeks.
Danko goes out to you, Nick. Thank you so much for representing. Brendan, danko to you as well for making sure that your customers know what is parting with Suzuki. And also, it's so amazing to hear you interact and speak on the customers, yeah?
Perfect. Thank you so much, Matt. And thank you so much, Nick.
That's what I'm talking about. That was brand marketing manager at Suzuki, Brendan Carpenter, and Five Drive host Nick Hammond. Make sure you tune in to Nick and the team this afternoon as they head off on another incredible adventure on the Five Drive Heritage Tour, driven by Suzuki.